so dag dag und man die Osach, Osan am Hoch. Und die Lea Rajbo beholen in den Schore, sag sie ich lehne lauter. So he says, the those who hold a chilek an der Rajbo, and who say that there is no better of lech lauter, so then you're not allowed even to cut meat very thin. You're not allowed to cut it very thin. But one thing has to be said. In other words, it's inconceivable that there should be rishayim, that you're not allowed to cut an apple into slices, because no one is zoyer. So in a case where a person can eat, let's say, the fruit without slicing it, if he can eat it as it is, so then it certainly does not involve an isar of tchine when he cuts it. The shay is when he says, the shita yibayim says that it is osir to cut a pere, dak. So he means if the person for whom you cut it cannot eat it in that state, let's say for a child. So according to some, you're not allowed, let's say, to cut an apple into smaller pieces. So for a grown up who can eat it without being cut into smaller pieces, you're allowed to cut it into smaller pieces. But for a child who cannot eat anything except a small piece of an apple, so according to some rishonim, you're not allowed to cut it. And if you do have to cut it, I mean, sometimes there is a hardship situation. You have to feed a baby. So then you have to do it lachayat. So if it's lachayat, so it doesn't involve any shiloh of the raisa altogether. Only the rabbonon. So the rabbonon, so you can rely on the rishonim. You can rely on the rishonim that there is no iser. That there is no iser of teichin in Och. All right. Now this is now just one more small piece of the law. Va'alosh va'eit. Omer ha'kope. Shovek tidon bishol samoni. Da'have b'mishk. V'inok ha'teife. So the law is the teretz. Tane tidon sidura di pasnok. So bishol is not in the order of the processing of pas, but a fees. Omer ha'vache barav avire. Hayman di shote sikhse la'asune. Hayev mishum. Chayev mishum ivash. So if one throws a peg into a furnace, so it's chayev mishum ivash. Pshite. Shode sikhse sheish techyosit lahanocham, liyapshe sheish kashi. Lishchure. So, pshite, so the Gemara says, mao bitein, lishchure mone kome chavon, that his kavone is, to ham the peg, so memele, he shouldn't be chayev, komash melon dimir perope, loda kome. First it softens, and then as the water goes out, so then it becomes hard. So from Rashi's loshni it's mashma. Now let's see. So from Rashi's loshni it's mashma that bishul consists only in softening something, but if you harden something, that's not bishul. But and here he hardened. The net result was that the peg became hardened. But merapirope, first at one stage, at one intermediary stage, it softens. The merapirope aldechemoir v'amayin shebisirsin. Ulach hasheyitzu meimov komit is miskashe. Merapirope bereishe have a bishulei. So first it softens, and then it becomes hard. So memele is chayev for the softening. Now the kashe is, I mentioned it already. So the Ramban, the Chiddush Aran, so the only kashe is melocha shenitzricha legufo. And you can ask, it's a psychiatrist or yichbesle. So the Ramban and the Ram, they all say, inasmuch as it's a necessary means toward an end, you couldn't harden the yosei without the intermediary stage of the softening, even though he's not interested in that intermediary stage per se, but it's a means toward an end. So mainly it's considered Milocha Tzricha L'Gufo, and if it's considered Milocha Tzricha L'Gufo, so certainly it's considered Psikreishim Imichale. So that's the cloud, that when something is a necessary means toward an end, so then it's considered Milocha Tzricha L'Gufo. It's considered a Milocha Tzricha L'Gufo. Let's say, when does the Oruch say that Psikreishim Imichale is Muteah, let's say, if you have to wash your hands? and you stand on grass, and you wash your hands on the grass, you pour the water on the grass. Now, if this grass is your own grass, so it's nichale yanene from the better growth of the grass, so you're not allowed. But if it's ara de chavre, so then you can wash your hands over the grass. Because you don't care whether the grass, the growth of the grass will be promoted by pouring the water on the, by washing your hands over the grass or not. So it's reish lichale. So there, the meloche is, so if it's ara de chavre, so then it's muta. Why? Because the meloche should has to consist of promoting the growth of the grass. The growth of the grass. The promotion of the growth of the grass is not a necessary means towards washing my hands. It just happens. That's an accidental fact. Mashein can hear. So mele the oach is matter on the basis of secretion literacy. Mashein can hear. In order to harden it, it must be softened first. So it's a means towards an end. If it's a means towards an end, so mele it's considered secretion in Michalei, and it's considered in Melochat Zechalugu. So the Ramban says that. Mao di teime, lishchur emone kom echavim, kom ashm dri parope. Voda komit. Koshol talmide mod maskil mishech sabri zore, gabi bishul egoim, lishchur emone kom echavim. Oh, so the Gemara in Abri Zore said as follows. Om Rabbi, Hilkach, Hayim Kechobi. That's the first big line that from Chesam Dal. Hayav the Kechobi, the Shode Sichsel Asun. If you go through a peg into the oven, the Kovabo Yisroel Karem Minkore, and before the Goy put the peg into the oven, so Yisroel hid a pumpkin in the oven. And then after the Yisroel placed the pumpkin in the oven, so a goy put the peg into the oven. So Shapidome, the pumpkin is mutabachil. In other words, the pumpkin is not considered as to be Bishuleakum. So Pshite, certainly. So Rashi says, Why isn't it considered Bishul Yakum? After all, the goy put a peg and that made the hesek in the tunnel. So the pumpkin was heated through the goy's peg that he placed therein. So Memele, it should be considered Bishul Yakum. So the answer is, the goy was not mischaving to be Mevashel. So Memele, it's not Bishul Yakum. So Gemara says, Pshite, Mao Liteime Liv Bishul Emone Komechaven. Mao Liteime Haim Litchovim. Liv Bishul El Hai Sich Sirechaven. So in other words, that he was mischaving to be Mevashel that peg. So Memele, it's Lishem Bishul Yisikei. So Mele, even the pumpkin would have been a Bishul Yakum, Komashmilon, Lishchur Emone Komechaven, that he was mischaven to harden the peg, the Yosei, the indictable Bishul. So the Ramban and all the Rishenim had Kashi, they had the Kashi, Komashmilon, the Mriperope Voda Komet. So in other words, that we do not say, if Koshori Talmide, Mihod Maskin Misech Sabrizor, Gab Bishuli Goyim, do Shur Mone Komechavim, so there the Gemara says that it's not Bishuli Yakum, on account of the fact that the Kavone of the Goy was to harden it, and here the Gemara says no, the Yeshlimer Afel Gab Diu Mosi, Klishur Mone, Kivin the Yefsha, Elim King Rofe Mikore, Gabi Shabes Chayev, the Made Reb Shimon Psikrei Shevel Yomrus, Kach Mitarzi Mitese. In other words, Enoch Name, his kavone is to harden the peg. And hardening of the peg does not constitute bishul. What constitutes bishul? The softening of the peg. But since it's impossible to attain this objective of halving the peg unless you go through an intermediary stage of softening the peg, some male it's considered a psychration. What kind of psychration is considered? It's considered as a psychration in Nihalei. A psychration in Nihalei. So that's a Gemara Mefereshes, that whenever something is a necessary means to an end, so because of that, it's a psychration in Nihalei. And that's the reason as to why one is not allowed to smoke on Shabbos. If not for this aloche, one could find a heter out to smoke on Shabbos. But this is aloche, because even though he's not interested in consuming the paper or the tobacco or whatever it is, but this is a necessary means toward the end. He couldn't smoke. So mele, it's in loche deraisa and he's chay. Now, this is, Teisa says the same kashi. Teisa says the same kashi. Mali timu ishru remoni kamachavim, hoche perushim, ve'im bibishu klau, komashmelon. Dinei do ishru remoni kamachavim, bishu mir yeishbei. Die mir per Ope wird er kommen, wie chaye. Aber in wie vor ich komme aschmen, und wir haben rinnen, wie ich schuhe, moni komme chaven. Wie fähre ich immer mit ihm, am rinnen, gabi. So what is this? What's the right pshat? Komme aschmen, und die nähe, du ich schuhe, moni komme chaven, true that his ultimate objective is hardening of the peg, or but bishl mi yesh, why? Because of psikreishe, and it's considered psikreishe in Michalei. And the Lord has to really go. Aber in wie vor ich komme aschmen, und wir haben rinnen, wie ich schuhe, moni komme chaven. So komme aschmen. That he doesn't, he's not mischaving with shurim on it, but he's mischaving to soften the peg. No. The fairy came on me, and I'm going to be high no chidish of the six lasune, he called up Israel Karami, he called a shepherd on it. Uporich pshite, umshane mau li teimel, li shurim on it, come a chavim, come a shmelon, li shurim on it, come a chavim. All right.
Ninth Shir in Shabbos Chafavil Halitov Shemin Vav September 18, 1976 on Tuesday.
Now we discussed all the shittes of Shemin in Beira. So in other words, the Glital has six shittes. There's the Rach, there's the major shite, and Rashi is two, and Pesach is three, and the tool is four, and what is four, and then the Pesach Ridin Sefer HaMachriya is five, and the Pesach Ridin the Kedushin is six. According to what was mentioned in last year, so there is no machlekes between Pesach Ridin Sefer HaMachriya and Pesach Ridin the Kedushin. It's one shite. And that is muchach because he refers in the Sefer HaMachriya, he refers back to what he says in the Chedushim. So it's mashma that he is not chizeh, yeah. But then you see, whereas the Glital says that the tour and the Avedis HaKedesh, the Rajbo, have one shite, so we mentioned last time that it's not the same shite. The two follows generally the shite of the Rach, except he deviates from the shite Rach in respect to the definition of Eichel Mitech Pseles, or Pseles Mitech Eichel. So whereas according to the Rach and most Rishenim, so it's a matter of Pseles Mitech Eichel as such, per se, or Eichum Techpseles per se, so according to the tool, so when we say that Eichum Techpseles is Kal, as against Pseles Mtechecho, so why is Eichum Techpseles Kal? Because it's Derech Achille. But the Derech Achille is to do that which involves less the minimum of Tirche. So Mimele, whatever involves a minimum of Tirche, that is the Derech Achille. But except for that, the two follow the Shite of the Rach and the other Shite. Now, then, in the Shite of the Teisus Rid, so the way to reconcile the Teisus Rid in Sefer HaMachriya and the Teisus Rid in the Chedushim is by saying that the Teisus Rid, even though the Teisus Rid in the Chedushim even though it is written that the Mishim says that by Napo Uchvo it's always Psirus and Techecho, so it doesn't mean that it's a klal without any exceptions. He means generally, usually, by Napo Uchvo it's Psirus and Techecho. Why? Because the essential feature of the Eichum Mitech Pseles Biyat as distinguished from Pseles Mitech Eichum Biyat consists in the fact that whereas in the Beria of Pseles Mitech Eichum Biyat, so it's, everything is done in one process, in one act Pseles Mitech Eichum. So you take out, let's say, the bones from the fish, so you don't clear, you're not Beria the whole Eichel until you take out all the bones. So you don't do it piecemeal, because while you took out just one bone, you won't even bear a piecemeal. But only when you take out all the bones, then you are bearing the whole Eichel. Mashenke, when you are bearing Eichel Tichseles Biyad, then you do it piecemeal. Because when with a fork you take one piece of fish and you remove it from the bone, so you obey that piece of fish. Then you again with the fork you move another piece of fish. So again you obey that piece of fish. So it's piecemeal. Now Mashenke. So this is the general characteristic of Pseilis Mitechecho as can be yad, as contrasted from Eichum to Pseilis Biyad. Now, when you do it in Apo Chvoro, so usually when you do it in Apo Chvoro, so it's always with one act. You dump the flour and then the fine flour goes down and the bran remains on top. So you are bearing the whole act. So really it doesn't make any difference whether the Eichel remains on top or the Pseiles is on top. It doesn't make any difference because it conforms to the essential feature of Pseiles and the Eichel Biyat, where everything is done in one act, not piecemeal. However, suppose you resort to an Apoch law, but you're not beria the whole eichel at once, but you do it piecemeal. So then we don't say that by napo chvoro it's always pseles in the eichel. Then we have to resort to another criterion. And what is the criterion that it is read mentions in Sefer HaMachria? The criterion is between pseles in the eichel and eichel mitech pseles in beria biat. So he has another criterion. Even though by Eichel Mitech Pseles, so the general feature of Eichel Mitech Pseles is that you do it piecemeal, but still he has another criterion whereby we determine as to whether it's Eichel Mitech Pseles or Pseles Mitech Eichel. The Tesis Reed says, and this is what Eglital mentions in the name of the Tesis Reed, that Tesis Reed mentions the Gemara in Beitze, Melel Mibilileis Umenapeach. So that means that he blows on the kidneys. He blows with his mouth, and then he removes the chaff, the kashin, and then the garinim remain in his hand. So that is, he says, that is pseles mitechecho. So that is pseles mitechecho. That's the raya of the Sefer HaMachria. So we see, so the Gletal infers from that according to Tesis Reed, the Dovar HaMizbareir is the thing that is removed, not the thing that remains in his hand. Because Melel Milileis Umnapeya Bipid, so the Tesis Reed mentions a raya from that Gemore that even Pseles Mitechecho is Mutalech Laota. Because over there is Pseles Mitechecho. Why is over there Pseles Mitechecho? So the Sefer HaMachria says, because that's the raya that the Gletal mentions from the Tesis Reed. because when you are menapeach by the melileis, so the gavinim remain in your hand, and you remove with binipuach piv, he removes the kashim, and the gavinim, the eichel remains in his hand. So we see from this day's esrid that it is esrid holds that the thing that he separated away from his hand, this is the mizbare, and because of that, he mentions the raya that psilis mdechichel is muta lechel biyat. The Rav in his sider, not in the Shulchan Aruch, says just the reverse, and it is mistaber, as the Glital says, that the other Rishonim who are chilik on the Tisus Rid and who say that by psilis mdechichel. So it's not mutalechel lealtea. So they don't consider this raya as a good raya. Why? Because the other Rishonim agree with the Rav Nisida. The Rav Nisida, so he is chilik on the Tas. The Tas says that when you have a fly, let's say in soup. So when you have a fly in soup, so then you have to take, let's say with a spoon, you scoop the soup with the fly. And the Rav says no. The way to do it is to take, let's say, the pot with the soup or the plate with the soup and to start spilling it. And then, so some soup will drip down together with the fly. So then it will be muter. Why? Because then the Rav says Nisida, it will be Eichel Mitech Pseiles. Why will it be Eichel Mitech Pseiles? Because since the soup, the fly, together with a little bit of soup, is spilled out, and what remains in his hand, the pot with the soup or the plate with the soup. So the thing that remains in his hand, that is the Dovar HaMizbarer. So Memele it's Eichel Mitech Pseiles. This is the reverse of what the Tisus Rid says. Because according to this, that is a sweet raya, that Pseilis Mitechechel is mutalach le'alta, it's from the Gemara of Napeach. Meilu melila is Napeach ve'echel biyad. So it's a, and that is Pseilis Mitechechel. Why is it Pseilis Mitechechel? Because the kashin are removed from him. And he remains holding the garini. So in other words, according to the Rav, Lomdes, so there is no raya, on the contrary, this is because the thing that remains in his hand is the Dovar HaMizbarer. So Memele, here it's Eichel Mitech Pseiles, but that is a Srid mentions the raya that Pseiles Mitechechel. That Pseiles Mitechechel is Muter Lechel Bilalter. So apparently that is a Srid holds, that just the reverse of the Rav Svore. In other words, that the thing that is removed from his hands is the Dovar HaMizbarer. So Memele, in the case, so there is no conflict between the Tisus Rid in Sefer HaMachria and the Tisus Rid in the Chidushim. The Tisus Rid in Sefer HaMachria says that even Napo Chvoro, so Eichel Mitech Pseiles is Muta. And that is a Srid in the Chidushim in Perik Teilin, Kuflamet Ches, he says that Benapo Chvoro, it's always Pseiles Mitechechel. And the Lashon of the Sifri is, the Lashon of the Tisus Rid is, Avom Rakites Akemach, Meisi Rakemach Derech Hankobi, Ve'asubim Nisharim Benapo, and the brand remains on top. Ubein Berechitim Shapsilis Limato, Ve'ichol Emailo, Ubein Amraket Shapsilis Limailo, Ve'ichol Mato, Shneyem Eimikroim Pseiles Mitechechel, Sha'ari Mikabit Shapsilis Limokimechot, Umashlicho, Ve'yoeichel Maniach, Ve'yoeichel Mitech Pseiles, De'amrinon Dehaveshinu, Kigin Shebere Oeichlin, Eichel Eichel, Umaniach Pseiles. Shom, shein derech eilom vikach. So in other words, shebirer eichlin, eichel eichel, what do you mean eichel eichel? Piecemeal. Every piece of eichel separately. There is a process of birer in every particle of the eichel separately, not at once. Ma sheinkein, pseiles mitech eichel, so it is done at once. not piecemeal. So it's almost explicit in the Lashon, of Tetzes Reed. So because of that, so usually in an apo chvoro it's chiles mitachechel, because the bearer is done at once, in one process, in one act, not piecemeal. But many times it is done piecemeal, even out in apo chvoro. I remember my mother zechena levracha, when she used to sift flour, so she had a number of sifters, a number of strainers. So if the flour, the crop of the flour was a uniform flour, so she didn't have to work hard. She just dumped all the flour, the uniform flour, into the strainer, and then immediately she didn't even have to do anything. She didn't have to hold and to exert pressure on the flour, so it immediately went through. The fine flour went down, and the bran remained on top. But suppose the flour, the crop of flour, was not a uniform flour. Not always is the crop of flour a uniform flour. So then there were particles of flour that were very fine, and other particles of flour that were not so fine. Besides the bran is the psalus. Now, when a person tries to sieve the flour, he wants to remove the bran, but he doesn't want to remove, if it's not a uniform flour, so he doesn't want to remove the finest flour from the flour that is not so fine. He wants all the flour. He just wants to have the bran removed. So then I remember my mother, Zechina Levracha, so sometimes she used several strainers. So she used to dump, let's say, flour into the strainer, and then some part of that flour went down. The rest didn't go down. Why? Because the holes in the strainer were not so big to let the flour that was not so fine, even though it was fine, to let it go through. So once the finest flour of the crop went down, so then she picked up the strainer and she dumped it in another strainer, which had bigger holes. So then, it went down because it had bigger holes, but not all, because there were still some particles of flour that were not as fine as the second portion of the flour that went down through the second strainer. So she would take a third strainer. In other words, so when you do that, when you strain the flour, you sieve the flour that way through an apple chvoro, but it's done piecemeal. And sometimes I remember she didn't have enough strainers to sift it, so she would apply a lot of pressure on the flour. So then it enabled the flour that wasn't so fine to go through the holes that without pressure they wouldn't go through. So again, you have to resort to many acts, and the sifting and the final analysis, so such a sifting is not done by one act over the whole Eichel, but it's done piecemeal. So in such a case, we don't say that when it's alinapo chvoro, it no matter what, it's always pshelas mitachechel. So then, we have to determine by another criterion, and that is the criterion that the Tesis Reed mentions in Sefer HaMachria, and also I think that in the Chidushim in Beitze he also alludes to it. So the criterion is the thing that is removed from his hands, that is the mizbar. Just the opposite of what the Rav Shulchan Aruch says. And the thing that the thing that is removed from his hands is the Mizbar. Alright. But even though that is a speech it is that the thing that is removed from his hand is the Mizbar, but we have to say that most Rishenim who are chilikan at Tesis Reed and who hold that the Psilas Mitechichel Alter is not Mutalechel Alter, and they obviously don't consider the Gemara of Beitze as a Raya to the Tesis Reed. Why? Because they agree with the Rav Svore in the Siddur that that the thing that remains in his hands, that's the Mizbarer. Not the thing that is removed from his hand is the Mizbarer, but the thing that remains in his hand is the Mizbarer. Alright, that's one thing. Now, in regard to the Gemara of Halman Dishode Sirsela Asune, Chayev Mishemevashev, so Pshite Mauri Teime Mishchur Emone Komechav Komashmelon, the Mio Perope Vodakomi. So according to Teisves and the Ramban, so the Pshat is, now they all ask the Kashi, all the Rishonim ask the Kashi, the stira between this Gemara and the Gemara in Avod Zarah, because here, so Teisves says, Mauri Teime Mishchur Emone Komechav, that is mischavei to harden the peg, and that's not bishul, he's not chayev. True, that is ultimate kavanah is to harden the peg, but bishul miyayish beidim miyoperope vodakomid v'chayev, because there is an intermediary stage through which the peg has to pass, at which stage it becomes softened. And that softening, this intermediary stage, is a means towards an end. And where it's a means towards an end, so the Ramban, the Chidushi Ramban, and the Chidushi Aram, they both say, that's considered secretion in Nichalei, and it's considered Meloch HaTzricholigot. If it's a means towards an end. And we cannot say it's a secretion in Nichalei, because after all, he's not interested in the means per se. True, he's not interested in the means per se, but he's interested in the end. And this is a necessary means towards the end. It's indispensable towards the end, this stage of the softening. In other words, without this intermediary stage of the softening, it will not become hardened. So, mainly, it's considered secretion in Nichalei, it's considered melocha tzrichalugufu. Now, Teisa says, that's the pshat in Teisa, we have to say. Avalein liforesh komashmolon. Lo amrinu lishchur emone komechaven. Dimferi kei ma'amidin. Amrinon. Gabi hainochi disho besichsela asune. Ikova bi Yisroel kare mi kore shap yadome. So the Gemara says, if einochi, let's say, put a peg, a yosei, in the oven, and then Yisroel placed the pumpkin there before the goy placed the peg, So the Gemara says that pumpkin is mutabachile. It does not have a din of bishul akum. It does not have a din of bishul akum. So the Gemara says pshite. So the Gemara is a teretz umshane. Mao di teimel levishul emone komechavein. So mimele. Komashmelon vishur emone komechavein. So the Ramban and the Ram. The Ramban in the Chidushim here, and he's more explicit in the Chidushim of the Zohar, the Ramban. So he says, Ma'u diteimer, libishul emone komechavi. So libishul emone komechavi. So memele, that he intends to soften the peg. So memele, he's mischavim libishul. He mischavim libishul. So memele, the pumpkin was misbashel, and the goy was mischavim libishul. So memele, it's the pumpkin is considered bishul akum. Komashmilon, not to soften but to harden. The goy was mischavein to harden the peg, and harden the peg is not bishul. So mimele, he was not mischavein to bishul. So the pumpkin that was nisbashel through that peg, so is not considered bishul yakum. But the question is, so how do we explain it? So the Ramban says, and that's probably the pshat in the stasis. The Ramban says, and the Ram, because ligabei Shabbos, so there is aloche of psikreish. So psikreish is considered mischavin. Mashein kein ligabei bishul yakum. So there we don't apply the concept of psikreish, ligabei bishul yakum. So ligabei bishul yakum, when is a tosa mitzad bishul yakum, if the akum was mamish mischavin libishul. But if the akum was mischavein, not for the softening of the peg, which is bishul, but is mischavein for the hardening of the peg, which in itself is not bishul. So Gabi Shabbos, even though he was mischavein, the Yisroel was mischavein, for the hardening of the peg, but the softening of the peg is an intermediate, a necessary intermediary stage. So it's a means towards an end. So it's considered, so it is a psikreishen, it's considered psikreishen. The nichalein, it's a melochatzka legupo. Mashen king gadu shule akum, so the chachomim asad bishule akum. Mishum chitin, because it's conducive. It's conducive to chitin, so only when the goy was mischavin levashim. But if the goy was not mischavin levashim, so there was no actual kavonim for bishul. There was constructive kavonim for bishul, or pidin legal kavonim, because of the aloha of tzikreishe. So in regard to bishul akum, constructive legal kavonim is not enough. There has to be actual kavonim for bishul. This is what the Ramban says in the Chiddush. I mean, he says the same thing in the Chiddushim here, but he's more explicit in the Chiddushim of Rizal. The softening is bishle. Vorekoma. Hoche maudi temeli bishule mone. Vineizel bosa aika mone. That is mischavin, that is considered alpidin to be mischavin, to soften the peg. Komash melon di lishchure mone komechavin. Vika kavunosim shum kvite. I mean, this is. So that's the Gemara in Shabbos. Maori table with Yishur Emone. And this was like, well, Kabashon, Yishur Emone come echam. V'yika kavnose mishum kmite di b'seifi. V'yazlinam belikor. I mean, so he says, in the Gemara Nav Rizore. So, that the yika kavone is, so is the hardening of the peg, and azlinam belikor. So in other words, because there is no haloche of psikreishen l'gabi b'shur akum. But, let's see the Loshon of Rashi and Rizore, even though the Rashi here could very well be explained in accordance with the Shite of the Ramban and the Ran, that the reason is why Bishul Akum. So it's not Oseh, because Ligabi Bishul Akum, we require actual Kavone, not legal Kavone, constructive Kavone through the Aloch of Tzikreishe. But the Rashi in Rizore employs a certain expression which indicates that he has another Pshat. And there is a certain lotion in the Tesis Navizore, which also indicates that it's not the same shit as the Ramban and the Ram. Now, this Gemara. Omer Rabbine, Hilka Chayev et Yechovin Avam Chesom Dalev, Disho Vesichsel Asune, Mikova Bo Yisroel Kare, Mikore Shapedom, Pshite, Mauri Temu Yivushel Emone Komechavein, Komash Milon Lishchur Emone Komechavein. So Rashi says like this: Shape dome, hoyu veivet yichovim loy livashel nischavim. Pshite hani drab yichovim ma'u diteime. Hayevet yichovim livishule lahay sich seichavim. Viholi sheim bishul isikei komash melon din bishul bikeilim. Elo lishchuye mone yichavim lehakshes es ayosi. Vein daite lebishul. So there seems to be a stira between the two Rashis. One next to the other. First, he says. At the end, he says, "El lishchuye mone yichavim lehakshes es ayosid veindaiti lebishul." Because his actual kavone was to harden the peg, and that's not bishul. So, what does it mean? What is bishul? The softening of the peg. He had no actual kavone for that. He only had legal kavone, constructive kavone. So the last Rashi appears to coincide with Ramban and the Ran Shite. But the previous Rashi says, Komashmulon din Bishul Bekeli. In other words, so the reason as to why it's not considered Bishul Akum is not because his actual kavone was too hard rather than too soft, and Psikreshe is not enough, because there is no Bishul Bekeli. So even if his actual kavone had been to soften the peg, it still wouldn't involve an Iser of Bishul Akum. So there seems to be a steering between the two Rashis, one next to the other. Obviously, I mean, Rashi certainly could not contradict himself. in one expression that is mentioned right after the other expression. Now let's see, in Tesis there is also a certain expression that indicates that it's not the Tesis now, it is already. The Tesis in Shabbos could very well accord with the Shita of the Ramban and the Rav. But the Tesis Navrizore apparently does not accord with the Shite of the Ramban and Rav. Now, Tesis says like this, so he tells us that his kavone is to harden the peg. But Teisves here, Navrizore says, Hainu in Shabbos, the Av, so the Av, Al Gav, the Lishchure Monika Mechav, in other words, so he says, even though he is mischaven for the hardening of the peg, and the so pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos is that he's mischaven for the hardening of the peg. Mikomo came umivashel ktsas. If Tesis Navizore had the same shita as Tesis here, so he shouldn't say mikomo came umivashel ktsas, but he should say mikomo came umichaven ktsas. This is the pshat in the Tesis here on Shabbos. But Tesis says there, Hainel in Shabbos, the Avol Gavdu Lishrur Monikom Echavim, Mikomo Keimu Mevashu Ktsas, Vigam Lei Sei Bishul Goruahu Mischavet. So he calls the softening of the peg, he says, Mikomo Keimu Mevashu Ktsas, the Avol Gavdu Lishrur Monikom Echavim, in other words, that he is Mischavet. He's mischaving the hardening of the peg, so the hardening of the peg itself is also a bishul ktsas. Not because, so he's not chayev. From the Tesis here, it appears that he agrees with the Shita of the Ramban and the Ran, that he's chayev for softening the peg, not for hardening the peg. But from Tesis Navrizore, it's mashma, the Avol Gavdu Lishrur Monikom Echavim, and that's not real bishul, but ktsas bishul it is. Hardening of the peg is ktsas bishul, and by Shabbos it is enough. Mashenkin gab bishul yakum, ktsas bishul is not enough. Mikol mokim umevashol ktsas, v'gam lei say bishul goru ahu mischavin. V'gab Shabbos echmiro. So even though he uses the washing echmiro, but he doesn't mean the rabbonot. Of course, it goes without saying. He means the chachomim or machmir because they declare the din derais. So that goes without saying that he doesn't mean it's a chumre the rabbonot. There is a chiyuv chatos. So you should say, if Tesis here meant what the Ramban and the Ran say, so you should say, not constructive, legal kavone, but actual kavone. He doesn't say, but he says, so in other words, there is a real kavone, there is an actual kavone, it appears. There is an actual kavone. Bein ligabi Shabbos and bein ligabi bishulei Akum, there is an actual kavone. What is his actual kavone? The actual kavone is hardening of the peg. It's an actual kavone. So memele, but hardening of the peg is bishul, but it's a bishul goru. It's not a real bishul. So in order it should become, in order that the pumpkin should be considered bishul yakum, so on account of the bishul that the goy made, so there has to be a bishul goru. Mashein kein ligabi Shabbos, so even a bishul goru is enough. Now, if we take a good look at the Rambam, Okay. Now the Rambam explained the Gemara of Shode Sicha La'asune in a different way. Ten Teisves in Shabbos, ten the Rambam, ten the Ramph. Now let's see how the Rambam mentions this. Now the Lachem Mishnah. So in other words, there can be mivashi live mimat. V'chei hamimates himel tzesadena to yesachilev or yesazepes v'akita v'agofris v'chayetzibem harezetelis mivashi l'chay. V'chei hamivashi l'kli adomo ad sheyasu cheres chayev mishim mivashi. So the Magid Mishnah says v'chei hamivashi l'kli adomo ad sheyasu cheres chayev mishim mivashi. So he says, Shom, Haiman di Shode Sich Sela Lasune Chayev Mishim Vashe. Viroisi Bisef Roitim, Rabbi Yude Barzilai, Sheyesh Gainim Pirshu, Shu Mivashe Okli Adom Adak. So it doesn't make a difference whether it means a peg of wood, or Okli Adom Adakin, but this is the Gemara of Shode Sich Lasun. So he said, so this is. This is what the Rambam means when he says, "V'chinam vashel kli adoma at sheyasu cheres chayev mishum vashel." Kloli shel dovo, bein sheripo guf koshe beish, oy shehiksho guf rach, hari ze chayev mishum vashel. So the Rambam says that he doesn't. I mean, contrary to the shite of Teisves and Shabbos and Ramban and Ram, the bishul consists only in the softening of the peg. But hardening of the peg does not constitute bishul. The Rambam Shite is to the contrary, that just a softening an object by hitting it constitutes bishul. So hardening of an object, of a heretofore soft, relatively soft object, so also constitutes bishul. And Shode Sicha La'asune, according to the Rambam, is not chayev underscore of softening something that was heretofore hard, but he's chayev v'chatos in the case of Shode Sicha La'asune for hardening that which before was relatively soft. Klole shel dovo, ben sheripo guf koshe beich, oi shehikshio guf rach, hari ze chayev mishe mevash. Hari ze chayev mishe mevash. As a matter of fact, I mean, the swore one should say like the Rambam, not like the Ramban and the Ran and Tesis. That they mention such a rift chidesh that Bishl is limited exclusively, to softening a certain object, softening an article, not hardening. How about one who puts an egg on fire until it becomes hard boiled? So as a result of the Bishl, it's harder than it was. That certainly is Bishl. So obviously it doesn't make any difference how you do through heating, whether you soften the Eichel or you harden the Eichel, as long as by heating the Eichel you adapt the Eichel for Achille, so Mimele, so that's Bishl. So of course when you boil meat, so then you adapt the meat to Achille by softening it through the heating process. But when you boil a hard boiled egg, so then you adapt it for Achille by hardening it, by making it harder than it was before. So no one will say that there is no chiv of Bishl if you boil a hard boiled egg. So the answer is insofar as an Eichel Mamesh is concerned. So it doesn't make any difference how it's adapted through Bishul, whether it's adapted by making it soft, let's say when you boil meat, or it becomes adapted to Achille by making it hard. But here we are discussing something other than an Eichel. And something other than an Eichel also involves a melocha of Bishul. So, in regard to something other than Eichel, so the shite of the Ramban and the Ran and Tesis here in Shabbos is that it can only constitute Bishul if through heating the thing that is not an Eichel, you soften it. Not if you harden it. So it could be because the Bishul, why do they say that? Because what is the basis according to all these Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ran, Tesis, here in Shabbos, what's the basis for the Melacha of Bishul? Bishul Samonim in Mishkin. And when they were Mevashul Samonim in the Mishkin, so the result was a softening of the Samonim, not a hardening of the Samonim. But as far as Eichel is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference. You adapted l'achile, so it doesn't make any difference. All right, anyway. But the Rambam Shite is that even in regard to non-eichli, so Bishul can manifest itself either by softening the object or by hardening. So Kloli Shodobo, the Rambam says, V'chinam vashel kli adoma ad sheyosu cheres, chayev mishem vashel. Kloli Shodobo, bein shevipo guf koshi, beish, oi shehikshu guf rach, Hari ze chayev mishem vash. So the Rambam says that klolish shel dovor, whether you are through by heating you are mirape guf koshe beish or you are makshe guf rach, so is chayev. So the lechemishne is the kash koshe. If the Felix or Godel, Omru, Haiman, the Shodet, Sixel, Asune, Chayev, Mishim, Vasho, Vikshe, Pshite, Vikirse, Mau, Vitaim, Lishkure, Mone, Kome, Chaven, to harden it, Komash, Melon, the Mir, Perope, Voda, Kome, Upir, Sherashe, the Mir, Perope, Al, the Chim, Oye, Ava, Main, Shebe, Sechei, Ulachash, Yotze, Meim, Of, Komik, Miskashe, Vichirop, Vrei, Shave, Bishule. So that is all right if we say that you can only, one second, they can only be Chayev for softening the peg, but according to Rambam, you are Chayev for hardening it. Mashma di bisich seil av di rope bitchilo lahav chayev veich kosav shebichol mokim sheikshob guf arach shechayev. So v'yesh leimar, so he gives a very simple teretz. I mean, there couldn't be any other teretz on the Rambam. V'yesh leimar di hu seiver di chol dovalach shemizbashe av al pishe miskashe chayev mishem bishul dum yedeiv u mashe omru ומה שאומרו בסיכסה שהוא כלי אדומו לפי די תיזל הפירוש מלא תימי שנעיסה שהוא מלוכו שהרי הם חזוקים שהם משחסקים יסיה קומש מלון שחייב על הבישלו מפני שבתחילו איש מרפא איסון ונעשה לך והקין מקשר איסון. So he says, explains the Shittas Rambam very well, and the Rambam Shitta is a very very mistabri kishite, not that the other Rishayim is not mistabri. So he says, because after all we have in the Meloche of Mevashel, we have Mevashel and we have Veife, and Mevashel and Veife are both the same Meloche. So when you are Mevashel, let's say when you Mevashel meat or anything, so you soften. When you are Veife, you don't soften. So you actually Mikashi through heating when you are Veife. When you are Veife. So Mele both. So all the Rishonim will agree that in regard to an Eichel Mamesh, it doesn't make any difference whether you are Mirape, Eichel Koshe, or you are Mikashe, Eichel Rach. But they say in regard to non-Eichelim, so Bishul consists only in softening, not in hardening. And the Rambam says it consists in hardening too, but in hardening, not something that was before hard. And then by heating it all the age, you make it a little bit harder. That's not Bishul. Something that was relatively soft before, and then you make it relatively hard, then it's Bishul. But suppose before the age, before the heating it all the age, so it was also hard. But then, by heating it all the age, you made it a little harder. Then it's not Bishul. Because Rosh Hashanah Rambam, and the Rambam emphasizes it. Kloli shal dovo, bein sheripo guf koshe beish, oi shehikshu guf rach, hari zechayev mishemevashem. Hari chayev mishemevashem. So he says, oi shehikshu guf rach, but not hikshu guf koshe. That not. Even though he makes it a little harder. No. Only if it was a guf rach before. And then, thweish, you are makshet, so then there is bishul. So this is what the Gemara says. This is what the Gemara says. Pshite, in other words, after all, of course he should be chayev, because he was mischaven to harden the sikhse, and mimele, so is bishul. So the Gemara gives a teretz, mau diteime, lishchur emoniko mechaven, that actually, you see, before he puts it in the oven. So it is also hard, very hard. It is very hard. So then when he takes it out, it's a little bit harder. That wouldn't constitute bishul. If you are mikashe, an already hard substance, so that's not bishul. So komash milon, the mir perope vihodokomit. In other words, true, before he puts it in the oven, it's hard. But then, let's say, 50 minutes after the sirse was in the oven for 50 minutes, then it's very soft. And then, later on, it becomes real hard. So Memele, he's considered not as Mikashe, Dovo Koshe, Guf Koshe, but he's Mikashe, Guf Rach. This is how the Rambam explains the Gemara. This is what the Lacha Mishnah says. One second, please. I am in a hurry because I have to finish. I have to make it plain. You'll ask me later. I mean, not now. So the Shittas Rambam is that the chiyuv by Shor the Sichsel Asune is not because of softening the Sichse, but for hardening the sikhse. Now let's see the Lashon HaRambam again. There's a deity in Lashon HaRambam. One second, please. I'm telling you that I want to finish it. I'll answer all your questions, please. Now, the Rambam says, Hamati Yechid, in Perek Tes Halacha Vav, המטריך אחד ממני מטרס כלשהו, או ימחם ממס המטרס עד שתיוסק החלס, הרי זה טילבס מבשל, וכי הממסי ססדינק או יזכילת, או יסעזפס והקיקלר והגופריס, וחייץ בהם, הרי זה טילבס מבשל וחי. So he says, when he's ממסי ססדינק או יסכילת, או יסעזפס, והקיקלר והגופריס, וחייץ בהם, הרי זה טילבס מבשל. Tilvus Mivashel, it's not Av and not Meinav, because the Rambam distinguishes between Meinav and Tov. V'chinam Vashel Kli Adomo Achi Yose Cheres Chayev Mishim Mivashel. So he doesn't say V'chinam Vashel Kli Adomo Achi Yose Cheres, where he hardens the object. Hari is a Tilvus Mivashel. He says Chayev Mishim Mivashel. So what does it mean? It's Meinav. Why? Because they are two of us. I mean, it's one Av, but it's like Zireya and Niteya. I mean, it's the same Av. So there are two main Av. One main Av is softening, when you soften food. So that's the Av of softening. That's the Av, not softening non-food. Is it all there? So the softening, and then there is another main Av of hardening. So Mimele, when the Rambam discusses the case of Bishul, when someone is Mivashel Boso, any food article, so then it's an Av. But when he discusses the softening of Inon Eichel, so then it's a Tevode. But when he discusses Amvashel Kli Adom Achi Yosu Cheres Mikashe Eidovarach, so then he doesn't mention it as a Tevode, but he mentions it as Meinav. He doesn't say Chayev Mishim Toldes Mevashel, but Chayev Mishim Mevashel. Now, so apparently not that Rashi and Tesis and Avrizore agreed fully with the Rambam Shita, but they have a similar Shita. There might be some Shinui. Now, the Gemara says, so apparently Rashi agrees with the Rambam. That Hayavit Kechovim Dishode, Sirsel Asune, Vikova by Israel Kare, Mikore Shapidon. So Pshite Maulitim, Mishure Monekomachavim, Komashmilon, Mishure Monekomachavim. Komashmilon, that what? Mishure Monekomachavim, Rashi says, so first Rashi says, Dein Bishul Mikael. And then he says, Mishure Monekomachavim. Mishure Monekomachavim. Lahakshis is Ayosel. Vein Daitilit Bishul. So yes, so it's a Stiram and Eobay. The first Rashi says, then Bishul Bikelim, there is no Bishul. And then he says, Lehakshin says, Ayosei, Ve'indaiti li Bishul. So it's something else. It's not because in Bishul Bikelim there is no Bishul. The Kavoni is like it. So he's operating, he seems to operate with two different reasons. The answer is, the Rashi agrees with the main Shita of the Rambam. Just as the Rambam holds that there is a chiyuv of mivashel in Shabbos, not only in regard to eichlin, but even in regard to non-eichlin, there is a chiyuv of mivashel for softening in non-eichel, and there is a chiyuv of mivashel for hardening in non-eichel. So, but the Rambam says it's mashma v'loshin Rambam that when you harden in non-eichel, like Sikhs Lasune, so it's more than Tilode, it's Meinav. He doesn't mention that. Apparently, Rashi is Chilik and Rambam, and Rashi holds that the hardening of Inon Eichel is also Bishul, but not on the score of Av or Meinav, but on the score of Tilode of Bishul. Tilode of Bishul. So, Mimele, Tilode. Now, for example, the Miri Shite in Kol HaBosor is in Chul that Ligabi the Yisr of Bishul Bosor B'Cholov, and Bishul Bosor B'Cholov is a separate Yisr. Bishul Bosor B'Cholov is a separate Yisr. So Ligabi the Yisr of Bishul Bosor B'Cholov, the Miri says that when is one Eiver in Yisr D'Raise of Bishul Bosor B'Cholov, if he boils Bosor B'Cholov, but suppose he fries Bosor B'Cholov, he fries boso with cholov, so there is a machlekes reshen. Does anyone have a Gemara Sanhedrin here now? No one has. Now, so the Miri mentions 2 days. One day is that even the Gabi Bosa Becholov, there is an Isa de Raise of Bosa, of Bishul Bosa Becholov, when you fly Bosa with Cholov. But then there is another Shite that Gabi Bosa Becholov, Gabi Shabbos, it doesn't make any difference whether he boils or he flies, whatever he does, so he's Chayev. But Gabi Bosa Becholov, only if he's Mevashel. But if he's mitagei, so it's only also the Rabbanon. And that is Teisa Shite in Sanhedrin Tavdalad on the face, at the bottom Teisus. So that's Teisa Shite. Now by Shabbos, of course, there's no difference whether he's mivashil or he's mitagei, whether he boils or he fries. So why? What's the difference? The answer is, by Shabbos there is aloche achas mehino. Heino oves mehino telodes. So there is a special business, a kotzev of telodes. What is telode? Telode is something that resembles the meloche that existed in the Mishnah. So there is a special business, a kotzev of achas meino. So memele, tigun is it elode. Mashein ke in Gabi Bosa Becholov, there is no business, a kotzev of achas meino. So there is no aloche of telode. So memele, the Torah says, lisevashel gdiba chalev himem, so it means bishul. Tigun is not bishul mamesh. Tigun resembles bishul, but it's not bishul mamesh. So memele, Rashi shite is, on that point Rashi differs from the Rambam. According to the Rambam, so the hardening of the sikhse is chayev mishum mevashe. According to, avov mevashel meinav, and according to Rashi, it's not meinav, but by Shabbos is chayev because there is aloha of telode. But, nav it isn't. So memele, Rashi says, Komash melon, Maori teima hayu chovim li bishul elai sichse ischavim. Volishin bishul isikei. So in other words, because he was mechavim to harden the sichse, the peg, and mimele if he was mechavim to harden the peg, and that's bishul. So mimele should the pumpkin should be also misal bishul akum. Komash melon dim bishul bikeli. But by Shabbos he is chayev for hardening the peg. Because of the aloche of achas meino of telodes, but gabi bishul akum, it has to be mamish bishul, not a telodes, something that resembles bishul. So he says, komash milon deim bishul bichelin elu lishuyem on yicham lehakshish es hayosei vein daite lebishul. So true, but the softening, so mimele the softening of the peg. So he is bishul mamesh, but he is mischaving only to the hardening of the peg, and the hardening of the peg is not a real bishul. By Shabbos it is bishul because of the aloch of the lodes, but not by bishul akum. And that is the pshat in Teisves when he says when you also actually mischaving with bishul gomu. Mashenik in this is bishul gorua, but by Shabbos the bishul gorua is also bishul because of the aloch of the lodes, but it has no application. Now, I have to finish now. I have to make a play. Now, Tuesday, there will be a prine. There will be a prine, and all the Gemara will have covered up to Tuesday. All the Gemara, if we cover up to the Mishnah, so the prine will be up to the Mishnah. And the prine will also cover the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Rosh Hashanah that I discuss every day. So, you are just as responsible for that as for the Gemara in Shabbos. And everyone, except those who has been in the Smicha Shia last year and the Smicha Shia now, has to take the discipline. I'm sorry.
Shabbos, 10th Shir and Shabbos, Chof Chesil, Heitel Shilam, and Vav, September 20th,
1972. September 22nd.
Thursday.
Good morning. Base. Oma Rove, Haiman Deovit Chvite Chayev Mishav Chatois, Tanure Chayev Mishushmein Chatois. אמר אביי, היימן דובד חלט, חייב, החסס חפרס. חייב תו מפומי, כמי דמל, כגווים, תו, חייב שלישס חפרס. נעלה צידרש. היימן דובד חוויתי. חוויתי של חרס, an earthenware vessel, if he made, so it involved שבע חטויס. So, רשי says as follows. תיכינו גוב, תיכינו גובים ושיחה כן הודיק, הווה תיך. So when you grind the clouds of earth, so that's in רוח of תיך. בירי הצחוריס, הגסיס מתיך, הרישתי. So when is בירי הצחוריס, מתיכון, so then הרישתי. So in other words, that's psilas mitachich, like psilas mitachich. So we see from this Rashi that the Meloch of Beira is not limited only to an eich, even not an eich. Ubeira ha-tzchuris ha-gasis mitachich in ha-rishtai. U-ma-kidom binapo. So then it's mirakit. So we have three. Now, we saw that Rashi in one place says that's the Gemara that find Hei Yom Bei just before the Mishnah. So Rashi says Ridom Lizir Zir Merakit Dize Bikashim Dize Bitzchiris Dize Bikemach. So in other words, so Rashi says it is that Merake, it is the Kemach. So we explained it. In other words, it does not mean Dafke Kemach. What Rashi means is something like Kemach that has to be, that can only be Nivra, it can only be selected through an Apo Uchvo. So merely here, Rashi says, Rashi emphasizes, Umakidom binapo, even though it's not Kemach. But it has the same characteristic. In other words, you couldn't be selective, you couldn't be bearered with the hand. So, but you have to use an apoch law. So, mele there is a chiv of merak. Umigabel hatit, dain alosh. Umimarech hatit, kishay saagilom, shay cholok, hare mimachik. Umavir. Esoeya bekipshon misalvi b'seichel harim vashet. So we have altogether we have seven lachas. Why doesn't he mention chifeya chiyuv de chifel eked in tzori chalra? So we have seven. Tanur, if he makes it tanur, an earthenware oven is chayv shmei. Then there are eight chatoyim. The lacha she mitzorfi b'kipcho hu tochol of tfeil she yo'ob. So in other words, so we have the same seven chatoyes as kabichov yeshol cheres, but one more. Why? Because after he seiref it b'kipcho, so he smears it with something, and in order שיאור בחומם מסקיים והוא גמר מלאכתי ואמרינו לי כמון כל מידה דהבה גמר מלאכו חייב משמעקי בפטיש אבל גבי חובייס לקה משמעקי בפטיש ימי לאו נגמרו מלאכתי מטעם. So in other words, so the Gemara says, Rove says, there is a difference between making of a chovies an earthenware vessel and an earthen and making of an earthenware oven. So the seven chatoyes that are involved in the making of a chovies are also involved in the making of a tanu. But there is an additional melach. What is it? Makibi patish. So why shouldn't be chayev mishum makibi patish when he makes a chovies also? So he says, I will have a chovies leke mishum makibi patish. The mileo nitmiro melachte bitanu. So what does it mean, mileo nitmiro melachte? So he says, "Umitzalfo b'seichei." So one of the seven is mitzaufa b'secha ha'ari mivashir. So let him also say, it's mi'alel. The answer is, that's the melocha, it's not mi'alel. So why does he say, mitavim laki b'patish, the mi'alel nigmero melachti b'tan. You have to understand this, Rashi. So apparently we see a big chiddush from Rashi Shita. In other words, maki b'patish, the Gemara mentions maki b'patish. When the Gemara mentions, let's say, Makir Patish, so Shmuel said, Misate is his chayim shemakir patish, if he chisels a stone. And let's say, Shmuel also says, if one makes a little hole in a chicken coop, hoise neke v'lul shatan geilim, also makir patish. So, and Ayel Shubse b'kipin of the Gemara, he puts a pin in the eyelid of a spade, so he's also makir patish. So all these things, and the Gemara says in the next daf, Haiman the Shokel Akupen Glime, Yichayev Mishemaki Vipatish. Vanimur Kavdalaya. So, just in other words, a thread was sticking out from the seam. So, in all these things that the Gemara mentions, Maki Vipatish, so even without this extract, it still could function as a keli. Let's say, and if the beged has a thread sticking out, so it couldn't fulfill its function as a beged, but he's makpid on it. He wouldn't like to wear it that way, as long as the thread sticks out. And even the chicken coop, so it still could function, but not conveniently. Without the lul, so he couldn't function conveniently, he will have to uncover it every time he wants to feed the chickens. So Mimele, that enables the Kele to function better as a Kele. But even without this act, it is not a Gelom. Gelom is called something that has no function potential. That's a Gelom. So in all these Makir Patish that the Gemara mentions, so it's not a complete Gelom without the act. But with the act, that's the finishing touch. It improves its functioning potential. But not that without the act, it has no functioning potential altogether. And by doing that, so it acquires functioning potential. So apparently Rashi holds, in the case of Chvite Shel Cheres, so he says, Lekem Shumatipa. So, in the case of Tanu, so then, even before he smears the Tveilo, Sheyovichim Miskayim, it still can function as an oath. But, it's not so good. He'll have a lot of trouble. He will not be able to use it conveniently. So by smearing it with something, so it'll function better. So that's the finishing touch. So makim patish by definition means the finishing touch. When do you have a finishing touch? If without the finishing touch, it's not a complete goyim. But it doesn't function so well. And then you do the finishing touch, the last act, so Yachayim Shemakim Patish. So by Tanu, so it's not a Gelo, a complete Gelo. Even without the Tvelo, it can still function as a Tanu. But it won't function so well. And by smearing it with the Tvelo, it'll function better. So that's the finishing touch. That's the finishing touch. Masha'inkin Gabichov Yishol Cheres. So he says, "Avul gabechov yisleke mishemakir patish." The mileo nigmaro milachti bitano. In other words, it's not. There is no stage at which it it already can function as a keile, but not so well. And then, by doing a certain act, the finishing touch, so it can function 100%. No. Until you put it in the tunnel, so it doesn't function at all. And once you put it in it, and it doesn't function at all, you don't even have the keile. And then, when you take it out from the tunnel, then the keile is finished already. So, and before you put it in that, when you put it in the tunnel, so it can't function at all before when you put it in the tunnel. So Mimele, there is no chiyuv of makir patish. So there is no chiyuv of makir patish. That seems to be Rashi Shita. Now we'll see in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rapshim Melokish, Omer Rapshim Mekisim, Omer Rapshim Melokish. Daf Ein Hamad Beis. Hatzor Tzur Bichli. והנפח בכלי זכוכיס חייב משמעקי בפטיש. Now, the Ritva says, "Fatzor bichli tzur." So, makir patish. Pire shakli osukvo. Elo sheisim deilin lineise tzur. Vihug mamloch. So he emphasizes the kli is already awesome, but a finishing touch is lacking, and then he does it. So it's makir patish. V'chein am napeach bichli schuchis mamlocho. So he emphasizes the kli is also kvo. The mihiri anatzo tzuro bichli rotzalei ma'ase nishlo makli vize ese beitzuro leaneise hoyel v'nakli tzorich lo klal hari ze akoye bipatish v'lo yisov dova bashlo masiro elo av bitchloso uchmei sheomru v'misech tezu atzo tzor kolshu shekolshu hugma מלוכה אין הגמר נעשה בפמחס לבד שאף הכויה הוא מכה וחייזר הוא מכה. So he says, ולא יסיב דובה באשלום עשה צור אלו אב בתחלוסו. So in other words, he wants to emphasize, apparently there was a shita that when is a chayev tzor bichlit tzor, only bashlomas tzor, the finishing touch. But if there was no tzor at all, and he makes the whole tzor, then there is no chiyuv of makir patris. So he says no. V'loy save dovo bashlomas tzor el avit chilosa. Then when he says afam nateya bichlischuchis achashuta shenase kliyal b'mipuach chiyuv mishemakir patris. Ve'avzu lav davke b'nipuach achrei elo av b'tchilas ha'nipuach. So why does he emphasize so much? Apparently there was a shittes al-sheni that when is minapeyach b'chli schuchis chayev mishemakir patish b'nipuach achrei. In other words, when it is already a kele. And from the lotion of the ritvo it's mashma like that, the ritvo. Because he says she'akli osukvo el she'isim v'lein ha'asei tzor. In other words, so there was a shittes of shenin that dafke when is nepuach achim. So the Miri says no, he doesn't agree with it. But who shite is it that only b'nepuach achim? That's Rashi shite. That only b'nepuach achim. All right, now. Omer Abaye, Haiman Diovit, Chalte, Chayevas, Achas Esre Chatois. Achas Esre Chatois. So, how do we have the Cheshbi of 11? Zeimer Hakanim, Vutzorich Lohem, Chayev Mishim Keitzer. Chayev Mishim Keitzer. So, the Russian of Rashi is Zeimer Hakanim Vutzorich Lohem is Chayev Mishim Keitzer Umishim Meteya Osvom Yachad Hareize Ma'amir Birer Yofeis Hareize Berer Hechlikon Hareize Mimachik Hareize Mimachik Oso Dakeis Me'acha Shtayim Usholeish Hareize Teichi Chotchom Bimido Hareize Mechatech Hisi Hashesi Hareize Meisa or ag achas lemailo vachas lemato ked laamidei harei ze isi shtibote nire or ag harei ze irek chotach laachar harikoso kidei laashvei som. So again here it still could function but not so conveniently. Harei ze makim patish kid amrino likamon haiman dishok laakufe miglime chayev mishmakim patish harei yudal vi chayte lipumei laasis lo sofo. Hesif kan, so then it's 13. In other words, so then shlusheser chatois, two more, two extra chatois. Which two extra? Last of hesif kan, teiva vikeshi, shetzorich likshel achar atfire, umishim then Rashi esrika, Rashi why isn't chayev mishum beine by chovies by tano by kaveres? So he says umishim beine like lechiyuve loy by chovies veloy by tano. So now the Chovyeh should be Chayev 8, and Bitano should be Chayev 9, and here he should be Chayev 12. So why isn't Beine mentioned by these? The Binyan Mikelim, so that's Rashi Shite. All over. Here in Perika Beine, Rashi Shite is that the Halacha of Binyan Mikelim implies that there is no Binyan Mikelim, period. Even if it's by Seumnes and it's professional work. According to Teisles, so in Binyan Bikele means when a Kele consists, let's say, of certain parts, like certain candelabrums, and then you put the parts together, so in Binyan Bikele, or let's say a bed, that you set up a bed by putting the parts together, the legs of the bed and the other things, so that's in Binyan Bikele. Masha'in came when you make a Kele, then there is Binyan Bikele.
Yeah, they mean when Rashi says borrow yapos, isn't that often we talk solid?
Yeah. Right, so.
So shouldn't it be a pachter and water?
No.
Because he's using it the same day. He's using it all on Shabbos.
Who says?
He's high all the things on Shabbos, so he must be using it the same day.
Who says? I mean, he's making it on Shabbos.
Yeah.
But who says that he is doing it in order to use it on Shabbos? Right now, louder. Who says?
the case we have is he's doing on Shabbos. He's saying in this case we're on Shabbos we chayav 11 things.
No, he made this on Shabbos, but he's not going to use it on Shabbos.
No, I mean for the twigs he's using to build.
So all right, he's constructing it, but then the use will be later on, not later. You see, he's constructing it later.
Oh, you don't call it building something?
No, else. I mean only when the use will be later. Then it will be like Eichel Mitich Pseilis. Now, so he says.
Well, if he used it that same day, then would he not be chayav for Bor?
What is that?
He'd use the object he made on the same day.
Even if he'll use it, but if not later, by Eichel too, so only for the immediate Sude. For the immediate Sude, not if it's for another Sude on Shabbos itself. So that's not considered la'alta.
He doesn't hold in the near.
What is it?
I thought Rashi holds it even later on during the day. So right.
You mean because of Rashi Shita that the Natal, as the Natal points out, so Memele that is even binapu uchvor, even binapu uchvor. So la'alta is muter. So that means, and if it is biyad, so even la'aniach is poter. Even la'aniach is poter. So why does Rashi say bira yofeis? So it could be that Rashi is a good question. But Rashi says when Rashi says bira yofeis, so it does not necessarily mean that he was mivareya. Mivareh the yofeis from the rois. In other words, he took out the rois in order to have the yofeis. I mean, that's the purpose. That's the purpose. Now, so Rashi Shita is here that there is no bein bekeilim at all. ובשבין אלך לחיוב אלוהי בחוב יש אלוהי ביטן אלוהי בקברס תן בי אם בקל מפשיט לך למימה why isn't there אפשוטה מפשיט we cannot say לך למימה בקנים דין אפשוטה לבי תן רשע מנשן זה פשט ויש מפורשים שכתח ניקובים ואי שתכבים בירושי הקונן של שעשה ומחייב לי משום תכב so there is a פשט that one of the meloches is teiche. Why? Because he makes a nekef in the eitz, where he pushes in, where he thrusts the Rosh HaKanan, Shalshas. So then he's chayev mishum teiche. But, so Rashi says, no, he couldn't be chayev mishum teiche on account of the fact that he made a nekef in the eitz so that he'll